Hi, and welcome to WWIIAM for a radio broadcast focusing on Pearl Harbor and the Japanese in America. World War II began in 1939 as Nazi Germany invaded Poland and started a major conquest in Europe and the Pacific. All over the world, nations were taking sides and people everywhere were being affected. The U.S. has stayed neutral until December 7, 1941, when Japanese aircraft bombed Pearl Harbor. Today, the Allies are desperately trying to hold back Nazi Germany and Japan from dominating their parts of the world, or possibly the world entirely. Our lead reporter and news anchor will explain what is happening in the world now, as our top news stories are the Japanese in America and the horrific bombing on Pearl Harbor.
Hello, this is Colton Abels, and today we will be talking about the bombing of Pearl Harbor. 2 months ago, on December 7, 1941, Pearl Harbor was attacked by the Empire of Japan. The Japanese called this attack Hawaii Operation and Operation Z. It was on the island of Oahu, and it was also the headquarters of the U.S. Pacific Fleet.
Do you know how many people died in this attack?
2,400 people were killed, and 1,200 were injured from the U.S.
Did they all come in at one time?
The Japanese came in two waves. The first wave came in around 7:53, and the second wave came in around 8:55. In the first wave, most of the people were all dive bombers, horizontal bombers, and fighters. In the second wave, most of them were mostly torpedo bombers. All the battleships were sunken or badly damaged, and 350 of the U.S. aircraft were destroyed or damaged.
I heard that they sunk the USS Arizona, so how did they sink the ship?
Well, in the second wave that Japan sent, the USS Arizona was hit with an armor-piercing bomb.
Altogether, how many ships were sunken?
Altogether, two U.S. Navy battleships were sunk, but two of them were damaged, but returned to service later in the war. And all the four other battleships were damaged. The Japanese also sank or damaged three cruisers, three destroyers, an anti-aircraft training ship, and a mine layer. That's it for this story. Now, to Kyle with an interview.
Thank you. Following the news of terrible bombing of Pearl Harbor a month earlier, here I am with Mr. Shokushu on how he feels about the internment camps.
You are bakas.
I take it he's saying we're idiots?
Yes? Yes, he is.
Yes, okay. So why are we bakas?
We know spies. We come here light years before attack on Pearl Harbor. We know spies for Japan.
Okay, what else?
You stuck my family in place. Now, no home, little food, not even shower.
Ooh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, sick many too. Me sick. Wife sick. Children sick. Me make you sick now.
Okay. So I can see this place is very, very heavily guarded.
Yes, one tried to climb up. Sharp circle on fence hurt them bad. He also got shot by guard and died instantly. Through head. Many flying animal come to dead body to eat. Too many bad animals. Scorpions, snake, mouse, others.
How long have you been here?
About 2-3 months.
Ooh, that's long.
When are we getting out?
When the government proves you're all innocent, which might be a long time.
You baka, let us out.
You're the baka here for spying on us and helping aid the attack in Pearl Harbor. Anyways, let's take a break and go to our sponsor.
Real planes, real bombs, this is no drill.
Real bombs?
We have plenty of those. Hi, my name is Jory Goldberg.
And I'm Kyle Lee.
Are you in need of powerful bombs? Well, here at Explosive Bombs and More, we can take care of all your explosive bombing needs. We've got thousands of kinds of bombs to choose from, including the raining bomb. The silencer. And the atomic bomb.
Wow, these bombs really work. I can kill 20,000 people with the silencer instantly, and they won't even hear it. How effective is that?
Plus, each bomb only costs $49.99. Now that's a deal.
So what are you waiting for? Come on down to Explosive Bombs and More and get all the bombs you need to kill the enemy.
At Explosive Bombs and More, we have all the bombs in store.
And more!
Remember the ammo!
After these events, the United States of America is starting to drastically change and alter the tide of the war. Japanese Americans have all been rounded up and put into harsh camps. U.S. soldiers are valiantly battling Japan, and the economy has changed inside the borders. It seems as if we have a chance to defeat the Axis and the will of the American people growing stronger at every one battle. Though whatever the result of the war, let us not forget the hardships and suffering endured, the malevolence lurking in the world, and the determination needed to fight back. Thank you, and tune in next week for another broadcast.